I'd like to talk about the show. So why did you decide to make a show, yeah, and what kind of a show you wanted to put?
Yeah, I decided to, because first I was personally really moved by what I heard. Mm-hmm. And for an artist, this is always the starting point. Mm-hmm. There's an emotion, there's mm-hmm. something that you don't know what it is, it's a mysterious, but you feel something is in you, I've touched you, the emotion, you recognize the instinct. And that's what I felt with Lhasa. I in a way, her father said to me, you loved her, but in fact, it's like to fall in love. You're full of something. And in fact, I do this show because I want what I felt also being felt by others. And I think the show now, we've done it 25 times, I know that's happening. Mm-hmm. I was just like a mirror on her work. Mm-hmm. And it's passed through my guts, through my artistic view, and it's get to the public this way. So this is how, with this inspiration, I said, okay, I'm going to do something. I'm going to make her work resonate to new public through time.
And you chose to do it in collaboration with other people rather than doing it, let's say, yourself, with your company.
Yeah. So the first partner that I have, which is here tonight, this gentleman here. Get up, mister.
What's his name?
Monsieur Alain Chartrand, which is the director of Coup de Coeur Francophone, which is a festival about songs in French. It's based in Montreal, but
we have our version here in Vancouver, yeah, in the fall as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. So I went to meet this presenter. I talked about my idea, and he was also inspired by it. And we co-produce it. And then we talk about how we will do it. And he said, yes, with musician, yes, with singer. It's going to be live. And then we begin, we sit around the table, few meetings. And then we look at who will be the singers first. Because to sing Lhasa de Sela, just after her death, 1 year and a half after, everybody was a little bit afraid because the benchmark is high. Mm-hmm. And it's nearly intimidating to walk in her shoes. So we look at, we want a different generation, but we want good interpret. We want talented people that can use it and go somewhere with it, at least at the same level. Mm-hmm.